The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
For number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, Sirius XM Channel 158. It's a numbers game. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin alongside. Bill Krakenberger momentarily here. I just want to read a couple tweets here. This is from Primetime, who's a Cowboys fan, says, "Fly Eagles Fly versus Hail to the Redskins debate is like asking someone which is better, dying in a fire or drowning." I would expect that from a Cowboys fan. And Jesse Welch, about the quote from the Tennessee GM when we were talking about the number one pick in the draft, he says, "Am I missing a quote from Tennessee where they said the generational talent plays offense and defense or something?" No, you are not. That was just me speculating. That was just me speculating that if they're saying generational talent, the way that I took it is as a euphemism for a guy who plays both sides of the ball, meaning Travis Hunter. But there is no quote where they actually specify that. He says, if any player is generational in this draft, it's Abdul Carter or T-Mac, just in my opinion. That is from Jesse Welch. Okay, we will obviously monitor that between now and the draft in April. Much time to do so. In the meantime, unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Billy.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I've been here since 6:30.
Yes, you have.
And I said I was going to do paperwork. I never got to it.
We were going to say we didn't see you. First of all, we have a brand new audience here for the first time for you.
Oh, yeah.
Sirius XM 158.
Back on Sirius.
Because we started Friday last week, the day after your appearances on Thursday.
Right.
Bill Krakenberger, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are unfamiliar with it, he is an iconic figure here in Las Vegas, easily recognizable because he wears a Kangol, think LL Cool J, if you will, if you're trying to wonder what a Kangol is. And how would you describe yourself? He's a better, he's a sports better, but not just your average sports better. How would you describe yourself?
I'm a professional gambler, though, all around.
All around.
I take advantage of promotions in casinos. Used to be much better than they are now. They used to be ridiculous, some of them. Take advantage of promotions with sports books when they had some unbelievable deals over the last 30 years. Back in the day, they had, you know, $10,000 matches, you know, literally late 90s, early 2000s. There was a company called NetTeller. I don't know if they're even still in business. But
remember NetTeller?
Yeah. Wow. There was some unbelievable, you know, that as your bank.
Yeah.
And you transfer from different sports books and they'd have unbelievable match bonuses and sign up bonuses, 25%, send 10,000, get 2,500. There was some that you could send 10 and get 10. I remember there was a place called thegreek.com. They purchased a couple of other sports books. Boy, I forget the name of them. They bought a lot of other sports books. And you would press a button from your Greek account and transfer 10,000 over to this other account that they bought, and they would match it. I still couldn't believe that. It's like 25 years ago, maybe 22 years ago or something. And you make 10,000 bucks. Now, you know, you have to roll it over 10 times or whatever, 5 times, 10 times. But it's easy because I'm betting sports. I'm not just getting the money and running. So that's part of being a professional and getting good information. I had great information. Worked for one of the top syndicates in the world back then. Sports betting syndicates. Don't get crazy thinking mob syndicates.
they might have. I'm glad you pointed that out.
No, but you know, that's sports betting syndicate. One of the best in the world.
Do you remember with NetTeller, how many times did you do NetTeller? How many times did you also fund an account by walking into some, like, those cash transfer? What were those things called where
I forgot about
remember
that.
Remember that?
I used to go to, like,
MoneyGram or something like that.
I can't believe you're saying that.
Oh, yeah.
I totally forgot. I used to go into this little, you know, it's funny because you go into one of these convenience stores and stuff, and I used to go into this little, like, this little deli, like Fatty Snacks Deli. Like, I don't know what it was.
Fatty Snacks.
You know,
sure.
And go into this little place, and, like, these two guys, they could hardly speak any English. They were so nice, though, you know? And I remember his name, Babu. Babu said, "Hey, my man's back," you know, because they used to make $7 off every transaction.
Of course.
And now they don't have any ID anymore. They knew me from being in there. And yeah, you're right. I forgot about
that. I assume those places still exist, but not in our world.
Yeah, sure. They used to sell the single cigarettes. Yeah. They were called, you know, they would sell one cigarette at a time. Of course, it was highly illegal.
What were you doing? So Bill usually like shows up. We do this at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Bill usually shows up when we do the show. But you were here a full hour and a half beforehand. Yeah. What were you doing here?
I came here to do some paperwork. And I said, you know what? Let me sit down where I can sit down. I sit down at the desk. I was up early anyway.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What you wake up and you're like, hey, let me do paperwork
I get
over
up
at Circa.
Usually between 6 and 7 anyway. But
okay.
So I was up at like 5. And I said, you know, let me go down there. I'll do the paperwork down there. I never got to bring that. I have the bag with me to do just to do some end of year figures with some of my partners to do some figures. You know, we really crushed futures this year. So by the way, we need the Eagles just to win for another 8-1 ticket, just to get to the Super Bowl. So, but I just haven't had time to sit down and figure out which percentage here you go here, just to make sure everything's fine. Check to make sure that everything was graded well. You know, that's one thing you have to check too. Books make mistakes. So you have to make sure that in your account, everything was graded properly. It's real easy to just push a button wrong. Listen, I remember the M Casino when they first opened here in Canner Gaming. They would grade something wrong once in a while. And literally, after the games are over, you probably should still go to the counter with your tickets to make sure that to see if you're not throwing away a winner. Now, I'm not saying they grade them wrong, but I'm saying you may grade them wrong, being a customer, not realizing if you're betting first quarter or a prop. If you're going by certain website, maybe ESPN's wrong on some stats.
We're not talking about apps. We're talking about a hard ticket in your hand.
Hard ticket in your hand, but yeah. I'm actually talking about the apps, though. I wanted to make sure.
They may grade them
wrong. They may grade them wrong,
yeah.
Or you know, grade something wrong, which could happen. So I haven't sat down to do that yet, and I was going to sit by down here, but to do it, and a couple fans came by.
Yeah.
So nice people. One guy came by with a hat with everyone's signature. Brent Musburger, yours, everyone's signature. And he's like, I was here last Super Bowl, and I didn't get the rest of them. I want to get you. And he said, I can't believe I'm going to get Stormy and Matt. I guess that they're mm-hmm. And he's got like everyone's signature. They watched the show religiously, him and his dad, and they're from Jersey. Rich Malaspina is his father, which is really cool that his dad watches us. And I just thought it was pretty cool. People are really nice. That's
amazing. I think I signed out a year ago or something.
I
don't remember signing anything recently.
Yeah,
like
no, it's just cool to see a baseball hat.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's signed by everyone here. It's pretty cool.
I just, you know, again, it's always humbling that folks love what we do. Yeah. As a network, not talking about just us, we're talking about as a network at VSiN, because again, it's not sports talk, it's sports betting talk.
Yeah.
And so that's a very unique thing.
Yeah.
And you are, again, for the new audience, not like anyone else, let's put it that way.
And that's what it's funny, he just said that. He goes, you know, my dad questioned me and said, who's this guy that comes on with Gil on Thursdays? He talks about a lot of things. You know, I just said, you know.
Who's this guy?
Rich, you know, I get it. We, listen.
It's a knock around
models.
Guy.
Algorithms, analytics, stuff gets boring after a while. You know, it's only a small, we're too close to the sun. Gil's saying, too close to the sun. I talk about some things like that too, to a degree, but then the stuff that's more relatable is who has the best chicken wings in town? I mean, like, you know, or whatever, maybe when you come to town, what else are you going to be doing?
Who does have the best chicken wings in town?
You know what? There's a couple chicken wings spots in town. You're right. The burger places have them. Some of the bars, which I don't like to go into bars because there's too much smoking. But if they have a separate dining room, I'll go into some of the bars in town have good wings. But I'm really not a wing guy in general.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place from Buffalo. Which is, now I can't think of it. There's one on Paradise, and there's one in Naked City there. It might be called Naked City.
Well, maybe it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's called Naked City Pizza. They're from Buffalo, New York. I mean, if they don't have good wings, forget about it. So the wings are decent there. But anyway.
Let me ask you about going into the championship games and then the Super Bowl.
Sure.
For again, Kelly and I brought this up, I think it was yesterday. No, maybe it was the day before. We were saying, like, you know, again, for the newish better, or the more novice better, that, you know, they expect the average person in your life who's not a bettor thinks, oh, man, this is probably your biggest bets of the year. And and typically for us, it is not. Right. It is almost the opposite of that, where it's like, no, these lines have been, you know, calibrated to the point where there really is no edge on the line. But do you find yourself at this time of year, because I just brought up earlier in the previous hour that there is some interesting things that do happen. And in the Super Bowl, I brought up the fact that the way that the public bets the Super Bowl tends to be different from any other game of the year. Whereas in the regular season, they tend to take the dog plus the points. In the Super Bowl, they tend to take the money line on the dog, which mutes the money line price for the favorite. I can remember like New England's money line against Atlanta dipping all the way down to minus 141. Miraculously, it got home. By the way, they covered, which was even more of a miracle. But do you find yourself betting a lot of favorites on the money line during the Super Bowl, just as an example?
During the Super Bowl, because of the value here.
Yeah.
The value here. Now, last year it wasn't, but previous years
it wasn't last year.
They had the money line is a value to bet here in Vegas on the favorite, which is unusual.
Yes,
but it's almost a auto bet because of you have to do it.
Just, but you're right, just it didn't happen last year.
Positive EV.
Yeah.
But did you know this? That the rules are a little bit different this year for overtime for the playoff games, which I didn't realize starting this week. So if there goes to overtime. You know about this rule?
Well, I don't know what you're about to tell me.
Okay.
Different from last year?
Overtime, usually you just get the ball first. If you can score a touchdown in overtime, you win.
Oh, that's during the regular season, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The postseason rule is different. Remember how the Super Bowl went last year?
Yeah. So anyway, that makes the one a little more valuable. I was listening to Fez. Fez said it yesterday on his podcast. I forgot about it. So the one may be just a hair more valuable because if you're – you know, if someone scores a touchdown, the other team scores a touchdown, they're going for two. They're not going to try to tie the game because next score wins. So mathematically, they're going to go for two. So the one may be worth a little bit more in the Kansas City game than just playing the minus two on the game. So
in theory, of course, with all of this. Yes. Yeah. Obviously, we had it happen in the Super Bowl last year, which we'll give the details up here after the break as we run into a commercial. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Krakman with the K. Coming back right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Put your skills to the test in the Pegasus Playoff Pick'em Challenge brought to you by our friends at First Bet. Sign up for free to play at VSiN.com/Pegasus and make your picks for Saturday's marquee horse races at Gulfstream Park, as well as Sunday's big football games. Top pickers will receive First Bet vouchers you can use to play the ponies, and everyone who plays will receive VSiN's Super Bowl betting guide. Head to VSiN.com/Pegasus to play. That's PEGASUS. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beat of the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody. Tom F, T for three, who is an Eagles fan. I love how, like, segments when we drift into sports talk, how it rubs people. He's an Eagles fan. He goes, I remember that game in 2022, Gil, where the Skins beat the 8-0 Eagles. Goddard lost a fumble and was out for weeks due to something that happened. No flag. Can't put my finger on it. Also no flag. That game ended with Heinicke acting like he was shot by Brandon Graham. On the other hand, StatLogic Sports, no way. As all the Eagles fans complain about Luvu being dirty, your Eagles fan guest picks the body bag game as one of his all-time favorites of the Eagles DC series. Checks out. JC, talking about what me and Crack were just talking about. Check cashing places, Western Union and MoneyGram, offshore funding kiosks. Yes. Chris Heath, owner of liquor store at 12th and Franklin, called me Nicaragua every time I came in because usually I was either receiving or sending money to that country via MoneyGram or Western Union. Mark Geiger, in-house attorney of A Numbers Game at Price Horse. Crackman segment is can't miss. The good old days of deposit matches, and let's not forget minus 110, two-team, six-point teasers. Oh, yeah, man. Hard to find minus 130 in Vegas anymore, even minus 130. Bennett Romney, I funded offshore accounts frequently back in the day at CVS, used the red phone for MoneyGram. It was like calling the Kremlin. So true, man. Dukes in the PNW, question for you and Crack. Why is the exacta pricing for the Super Bowl different than if you are to simply moneyline parlay the two teams this weekend? Is because more action is coming on the single money lines this week. Because remember, if I'm understanding you correctly, remember, Dukes, what you're doing with the exactas is a three-leg parlay, right? Because you also have to hit the Super Bowl winner as well. Not sure if I'm answering that correctly, but that's why the exacta pricing is different, because you're essentially having to hit a three-legger at this point. Let's see. Charlie D, USA number one, the crack man and Babu. I'm not sure what that refers to. Norman Vegas. The only place where I eat chicken wings is the Tap House or on West Charleston. Their double Cajun wings are the best. And then Bookie Beatdown. FanDuel has a special up for each team to score two rushing touchdowns this weekend at 100-1. Thoughts? Eagles, Commodores, and Bills all had three last weekend, but the Chiefs only had one. We'll have to get Fezzik to price that out for you, by the way. By the way, I just wanted to clean up crack. We bring in Bill Krakenberger once again. What we were talking about last segment, for just a reminder for folks, NFL playoff overtime rules differ from, obviously, the regular season. If you remember, the Super Bowl between the Niners and the Chiefs last year went to overtime. So the overtime rule in the National Football League in the playoffs, 15 minutes long, right? The overtime period is 15 minutes long. It is 10 minutes in the regular season. That's the first difference. Each team gets three timeouts per half, which is considered two overtime periods. So those are a little thing. But the main thing you have to know is each team in the playoffs will have a possession, but the game does not automatically end if the first team scores a touchdown. And in the regular season, it does automatically end, but not in the playoffs. If the score is still tied after each team gets one possession, then the next score wins.
Gotcha.
So you get your fair ups. If it's still tied, then it's sudden death. An exception is made if the team that has the ball first commits a safety. The kickoff team wins in this scenario, the same as in the regular season. Extra points not attempted if the game's ended in a touchdown, and all replays initiated by the replay official and not by coach's challenge. In the Super Bowl, and I remember this was a huge deal was made of this last year, if you remember, and I won't remember all the details, but it went to overtime. It was 19-19 between the Chiefs and the Niners. The Niners, as we recall, won the toss. And they decided to take the ball, which was the first sort of controversial point, because a lot of people believe you should be the second team to have the ball so you know what you have to do. The Niners then compounded that by having a 4th-and-4. Now, think about this. What we know about Dan Campbell and Dan Quinn and how often the Lions go for it and how often the Commanders go for it and other teams as well, and how our thinking has changed about 4th-and-short. The Niners, 4th-and-4 at the Kansas City 9, decided to kick a Jake Moody field goal. And of course, you know what happened next. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs matriculated the ball down the field. Touchdown. Mahomes to Mecole Hardman. Ball game. 25-22 Chiefs.
Amazing. How did they get? I don't even remember. I have terrible memory. How did they get to the odd score of 19-19? It's not like it's 20-20. You know what I mean? Or 17-17. That's just so odd for both teams to land on 19. There had to be extra points missed or two-point convert. Something happened, oddly, to get both teams to 19 in regulation.
Yeah.
And, of course, I don't remember anything.
At 13-10, the Niners went up 16-13 at that point in the game. And I am assuming at that point, yes, they blocked. The Chiefs blocked a Jake Moody extra point attempt. So it stayed 16-13, which is how it got to that funky number.
Wow, yeah. Amazing, amazing. So on to the same exact subject of this NFL playoff time. I'm sure you covered this Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, but I'm still going to bring it up since I'm only here Thursdays. People not respecting the line and how these games landed. So, of course, a really weird field goal. I'm sorry. Safety, a really odd safety in the Chiefs game, which brought the game to 23-14, mm-hmm. which 9. Of course, on my two screens that I have at all the odds up, there was all 9s, 9.5s. There was a 10 dog 20. There was 8.5 in the morning when I woke up. There was 8s all week long. So it just goes to show you how you have to bet you just can't bet last second. If you're betting on certain situational things where maybe you have public teams that you know the crowds are going to come in with their last day bets, they bet the day of the game. So usually, now I say usually because sometimes the odd thing happens where Circa will get a big bet, the offshore markets, Pinnacle and Chris will get a big bet on the dog because some big poker player maybe wants to play, you know, $300,000 in a game. And it'll move the other way. But for the most part, a lot of times you'll see, especially in the morning of, you'll see some of the lines go higher and higher, especially at our local casinos here. Recently, Buffalo played New England, and there was 13.5 when I woke up to do my Fox show in the morning, which is 6 in the morning. And I'm on air and I see it go from 13.5 to 14. I see 14 to go to 14.5 at a couple sports books here in town. And, you know, that, so there is those little half a points on key numbers of 3, 7, you know, 10, whatever, you know, even 14 in that situation could mean something. And people not respecting the line. These games land. We had four games last weekend. Chiefs, that landed on the number, 23 to 14. Let's call it that. They literally got your man, your boy Chrissy, as you call him.
Yeah, my Mishpucha.
He got Chris middled. Sanders. He's put it. He goes, yeah, it's really nice to get middled on the game. He put a tweet out about being middled. Now you have the Eagles-Rams game. Let's see what happened
Six.
Mm-hmm. Landed on six. There was 5.5s. There was sixes when I went to bed that night. There was a couple sixes on the screen still the night before the game. Wake up. It was still six at the win. Went to seven almost everywhere. The game was on. There was an extra point missed, I believe, in the game. Like either one could have landed on six or seven. It landed on basically the number. The Bills-Ravens total, 27-25, landed on 52. There was 51 and 51.5s on the screen in front of me. However, there was 52s, and guess what? There was a 53. And I know it because I bet it. It closed 53. So it landed right in the middle.
Not to mention the college football game between Ohio State.
There you go.
And the national championship against Notre Dame, which was going to land on eight until the last field.
That's
goal.
Right. Yeah. So these numbers matter, and it's for most people, not the VSiN crowd, not the numbers game crowd. For most people, they have one sports book to play, and they play with that set of lines, and that's it. They're not serious. So, what boils down to is having all those outs and having the different, when you come to this town, when you come to Las Vegas, if you're serious about sports betting, and I mean, when I say serious, if you bet $100 a game, that's serious to me.
Yeah.
$100. If you bet $100 or more a game and you're going to be here for 4 days, you're foolish if you don't have a couple different apps in town funded. You know, you can have, plus now if you cross states, you can actually play right in your account. I believe at William Hill. I don't know. They throw me out, but I throw you out too. But I believe you can have your app just, you know, you can use the same account from New Jersey and Las Vegas. MGM, definitely. BetMGM. You come right into town. So now you have those two, but I would still fund stations. I would still
stations
fund
stations has some sneaky great stuff.
Stations great and lines. I would still fund the win. I would put some money in the win. Listen, anyone that's looking at that screen day of the game, the win gets some big table players to come in from the pits and bet and fire.
I always ask you this after you do something like this, because it's all great advice. What percentage of the audience that just heard everything you talked about, funding accounts, not waiting till the end, because a lot of this, you should respect the lines. What percentage of the audience will pay heed to that advice? Your guess.
On my Fox show, very little. On your show, I would say 30-40%. 30%.
Okay. I'll take 30-40%. Yeah, no, we're winning that.
But on my other shows and stuff, or, you know, probably not many. But your show, I think, much more.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Krakman with a K. The name of the podcast is Wise Cracks. We're coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you the kind of player who wants to drop $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? Or maybe you're looking for instant acceptance on your in-game bets? You need Sporttrade, the app that's revolutionizing sports betting forever. With -104 lines instead of the standard -110, instant in-game betting, and a dedicated concierge player service, Sporttrade delivers a premium betting experience like no other. Now live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and Virginia. Download Sporttrade today. Use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on every wager during your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 years or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciated. Steve the Proxy, 702 Steve Sports. We love Steve. He says Naked City, Las Vegas, indeed does have the best wings in town, in my opinion. Located by the airport on Paradise and now on West Flamingo inside Parkway Tavern. Wow, how about that?
I didn't know that part.
Okay, and he says Net Teller, still alive and kicking, just not seen in Nevada for gambling sites. Listening a few minutes behind. Have a great show. Thank you so much, Steve, for all of that. The Real Knicks. Craig was talking about when he woke up in the morning. What exactly does he do first thing out of bed? Brush his teeth, check the numbers, or find his Kangol? Inquiring minds want to know.
Well, I just told you during the break, too. So I'm doing too much stuff during football. I can't wait for it to end. 13 different segments on different hits on shows, podcasts, your stuff. I'm blessed to be able to do that. Imagine that. Imagine we're able to talk about things on so many networks now. It's so acceptable compared to even a decade ago. But so there is a lot of morning stuff. I do a morning drive show on the East Coast twice a week. I do podcasts. Let's not forget here, even though I'm doing media, I still bet sports for a living.
Yeah.
So you have to, especially in college basketball and stuff, you have to be up early if you want to get ahead of the market. Really, ideally, the overnight market's probably the best for college basketball. But depending on what sport and, you know, money moves on Monday mornings, you have to be up during football season. That's when the real betting of the sharps take place, is Monday morning, early Monday morning. And you'll see the sports books, even the one behind me, everywhere in the world, they have much less limit. The limits are, you know, 1/100. That's right. 1/100th of what they are. Literally, you could bet $2,000 or $3,000 on a side. But yet the day of the game, I noticed here, I had the browser open just to see, you could bet $500,000 the day of the game on a side here.
Talk about NFL now.
NFL
side. Just to clarify.
$500,000.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So, I mean, you could bet that. That's how efficient the market is, too, though. And that's the efficient market that you guys are all up against that are betting the day of the game. So, early Monday morning is when I like to attack lines. Sunday night sometimes, but there's not a lot of places to bet that have the lines up. Monday morning is 5 in the morning, my alarm set for every Monday morning, of course. And then I go on air at 5:30 on Washington radio over there.
Yeah.
And then I do.
What do you want in D.C.? What do you want?
I'm sorry.
You don't even know.
I can't even tell you. Fox had me do a hits on Drive Time Radio.
And, I don't know. All the radio.
I apologize.
That's all right.
And then I do 7:30. I do a podcast called Corn Flakes and Crack.
Oh.
Yeah. So I do a little hit for a half hour there.
It's a clever title.
Yeah.
Corn Flakes and Crack.
Yeah. So, it's better. And you know, I used to be real nocturnal, staying up till 1, 2 in the morning. I don't do that anymore. 11 o'clock.
Well, Kelly,
you stay up later than me.
Well, it's like, oh,
you
dude,
do. And I you're know. Up at what time do you get up? 5? 6?
4:55 a.m.
4:55.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So
that's Kelly and I talk about this all the time. Kelly's handicapping golf. I'm handicapping tennis. This is the part that people don't really factor in. They think you just show up and you're just, hey, here's my bets. No. It's like most of the time is spent doing that stuff. This is from Chris Heath. Great to hear from the crack man that I'm a serious gambler. I got 5 outs when I come to town, but I clearly need more. Jack Hannon at Steeler Jack Fitty. Sure, Jimmy not happy about Crack's advice on shopping lines as the books got cited on a few of those games last week. I don't know. You know, some books do, some books don't. It all depends, right? With the College Football National Championship, I know for a fact that some did, some didn't. South Point was actually okay on the College Football National Championship. Richard Eng at Richard Eng 4 Pro Pick. He said, I listened to Crackman talk about this many, many years ago. I now have 9 apps funded on my phone. It does matter.
Oh,
absolutely
yeah.
matters.
Yeah.
And the numbers, guys, the advice is invaluable. Two, what Crack is saying, it's so easy here in Detroit. I think I have 7 books to choose from. Tough part is being disciplined and moving money around at each. Often it's 3 cents on the dollar, so got to take from Peter to fund Paul. And for those of us who do have multiple outs, you can never anticipate, you know, you get on these runs, I'm sure you'll relate to this, where some books just end up doing well for a while and some do poorly for a while. So it's inevitable that you're going to have to do that at some point. It's never like, oh, look, they're all moving at the same rate.
Right.
You know,
it
just happens that way. By the way, this is also an interesting point. This has nothing to do with anything, but what Kelly and I were talking about earlier when it comes to Joe Burrow, when Kelly was going through those finalists for the awards, I don't think I picked up on this. He is a finalist. Therefore, Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals, the non-playoff Cincinnati Bengals, for 3 awards. He's a finalist for Most Valuable Player. He's a finalist for Offensive Player of the Year and for Comeback Player of the Year, which I guess we kind of thought. I don't know about it. I don't know if we knew that he was going to be in the MVP finalists, but he's a finalist for all 3 of those, and I'm guessing he doesn't win any of them. But nonetheless, interesting that you can be a finalist for 3 NFL awards in
That's
the same
funny.
Season.
It's one of my futures. I still haven't checked. Silly me. I still haven't checked to make sure that it was graded properly. It's here at Circa. I bet whatever their max bet was, I think it was $500, most passing yards, Burrow. And that should have won at, I think it was 11-1 or something like that, whatever, the most passing yards. So he did win that, I believe.
Yeah.
I know it's in there, but, you know, I have to split what's in there with my partner. So I have to make sure that it was just graded right, because, you know, as far as your partners go, they just you're honoring the money. You're just giving. They don't know if they don't look in your accounts. They don't know.
This is the other thing that sort of, you know, is amusing about you, that for people who are just meeting you or learning of you for the first time, is that you are. You have so many bets going on at any given time that you don't, that you're unable to keep track of them. The first time we met,
yes,
whether I wonder if you'll remember this, we went to Pero's, and it was a Pittsburgh Steelers Monday Night Football game. And I asked you, I was like, "Hey, well, so what do you need?" And you said to me, "I'll be honest with you, I have no idea."
People don't believe that too. Some people are they actually say, "Well, how can you not know what you're rooting for?"
Yeah,
it's a business.
Yeah,
it's a business. I'm not going to be screaming and yelling for things. It's a business. I, you know, when you have 40 different bets for a Monday night game, because that's that legitimately back then,
you had 30
it was a
going.
Softer, it yeah. was a softer market.
Yeah.
You could bet 30, like you said, 30 bets that night on different props and player props and some different correlations and stuff. So
I remember your stack of tickets in the middle of the table. I was like, I don't know. This is what I got.
I mean, look at when we were on Showtime, I was at resorts in Atlantic City and I had stacks. I'm talking about stacks of tickets, six figures in bets of tickets. How can you go through, you know, 160 tickets and root for certain things? Now, you know, maybe you're rooting for the first score to be a touchdown, which at one time was a really good bet. But you know, you're rooting for that. You know, you're rooting for no safety. You know, you're rooting for no overtime, whatever it may be, which also used to be good bets years ago at one point, not no more.
Let's talk about that for a second. Because, yeah. By the way, what Bill was referring to is the Showtime docuseries Action, which Bill was prominently featured in. That's still available on Showtime. And they often, by the way, every once in a while, they promote it, too. I'm always like, oh, look,
it
Action.
It is. It's still on. Yeah. It's JetBlue Airlines also. It's
JetBlue
on.
JetBlue Airlines.
Shameless plug.
Showtime's Action. Super Bowl props. We had Rufus on briefly last week. He was on his way to Detroit to watch the Washington-Detroit game.
My condolences. Okay, go ahead.
He was very well known for betting Super Bowl props. And, you know, it's still a thing. It's obviously a big thing for him, but it's not what it used to be. Do you find yourself...
Yeah. And to be serious, though, I'm fooling around. He's one of the best.
He's
one of the best bettors in the world.
Yes.
So we know
100%.
That. And
best better of his generation, I call
him.
Do you find, like, how many bets do you think you will end up having? We obviously don't know the two teams involved, but will you have 100 bets going in the Super Bowl, given all the props? Will you have 50?
50.
50, probably.
50 or less, believe it or not. Not like it was years ago.
The way it is now, it's 50 or less.
That'll be 50 or less. But then again, I don't know who comes up with the, you know, when that first Westgate line used to come, they used to line up for the lottery. You get only two or three bets to put in. You used to go back and forth online, you know, four or five times. Last year, I went back and forth twice. Rufus was there also betting. And, yeah, so, you know, it's not what it was years ago. There are groups. Matter of fact, I don't know if I ever talked about this. Last year's Super Bowl was like a war. There was this one guy and his buddy, actually two guys, that were betting the mistakes that were made on there, and they were arguing with the staff, and so they're like, you will get that portion of
so they were taking shots is what you mean.
Lions looking for the weak gazelles, you will get that too. So that's their only job, you know, is doing that, or you know, they're you know, they're just saying, hey, you put this line up, I bet the line. Now granted, I'm not trying to say I'm above betting a line that I'm going to argue that you put the line up and I'm going to bet it. But certain good shops, I'm not going to take shots at. I'm not going to courtside and cheat and bet, into a line of a live wager because I'm at the game or my buddy's at the game. And there's certain books I will not do that to because I like these books. I have to live with these guys and I like them. But there's other ones I will absolutely take a shot at you
again
because you take shots at people.
Again, for the new audience, the two people you're referring to, they didn't find an edge in handicapping. They found a legitimate mistake that was made by the books, and they took a shot at those mistakes. More with the Crack Man. Always fascinating. Bill Krakenberger right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa, Gil Alexander. Let's go through our GBank best bets of the day, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSIN. We do it each and every day on this show and on every show on the network, recapping all the bets made by hosts and guests on that particular program. The only thing I got going this weekend so far, I'm on the Commodores, the Washington Commandos, plus 245 on the money line, doing the same thing I did last week with the money line bet on Washington against their opponent. Again, the volatility of the fourth down, the penchant for going for it on fourth down, I'll take the Commanders on the money line, plus 245. Kelly Bidlin, he's on the Pacers money line with Wembanyama over 2.5 three-pointers made. That is a parlay from Kelly Bidlin tonight in the association. Pacers money line, and then Victor Wembanyama playing in Paris today, over 2.5 three-pointers made, plus 190. He also has the second leg of his Ohio State Bills six-point teaser. Ohio State, obviously, in the bag already. He's waiting for the Bills and the Chiefs. He's got the Bills plus 7 and a six-point teaser. Zach Cohen, part of the Zach and Crack team here on Thursdays, he's got Sinner Shelton over a half a tiebreaker. So he's just looking for one tiebreaker tonight in the Sinner Shelton semifinal in Melbourne, Australia, at minus 138. It might be a little higher than that, but he got it at minus 138. Sinner Shelton over a half a tiebreaker. He's on the Commanders plus the points against the Eagles in Philly on Sunday. He's got Jaden Daniels over 222.5 passing yards, which is right below, barely, sort of Jaden Daniels' average in the two games that he has played against the Eagles thus far this year. I think it's 449 total. So this is over 222.5 passing yards against Philly on Sunday. Crack, did Crack have any? Yeah, Crack did. Travis K. Wait a minute. Crack's got one. Travis Kelce under 71.5 receiving yards. What say you?
Right here
that?
At Circa.
Right here at Circa.
Yeah. And you know what? You should probably wait till game time. You'll be able to get this number again. Because I actually went under 69.5 at another book in town, too. But I just think that the public's going to bet. Well, they're not. No one's betting Kelce under. But he got a little too flabby in the tummy.
he's not putting on too many foot.
Putting on too many LBs, being in love there, buddy.
Travis Kelce, under 71.5 receiving yards from Crack in the AFC Championship. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. If you're serious about sports betting, you need the G-Bank Visa signature card. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances. Even when you put your own money on the card, G-Bank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're typically saving up to 3-5% on cash advance fees right there. Right now, for a limited time, you'll receive a $250 bonus after you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. Hanging out with the Crack Man, Unscripted with the Crack Man. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciated. In game into brain. Writes, getting down on this NBA game in Paris this afternoon. Wemby going home. You think he's going to put on a show? Well, we have two bets on the show. Kelly has him making over 2.5. Was it over 2.5 threes made, I believe? Kelly has him as part of his parlay. And then Zach Cohen earlier talking about Wembanyama. I think he had over on the blocks prop, if I'm not mistaken, for Victor Wembanyama. Jason Johnson. The memories about MoneyGram and sending to a name in obscure country. Very sad day was when the money never made it and found out I was actually blacklisted by MoneyGram. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
The name part is the great nuance of that tweet, though. Remember, it was all some random, like, Anita whatever in some country.
You could be honest. Yeah, Lopez or something. It was always a Latino name of a girl.
Yeah, you're right. It was. Joe named Jim. Appreciate Crackman saying $100 is considered a serious better when referencing apps and outs. A question for you both. What type of bankroll do you feel is necessary to have sports betting as a legitimate side hustle?
10 grand.
10,000. 10 grand is your number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 10,000. You could bet 1%, 2%, just like they say. I know it's an old rule, and I know it's boring to only to have $10,000, and it usually burns a hole in your pocket, and you never can stick to it, and you're betting more. You're chasing. There's so many skill sets you need. But I would say if you want to bet 100 a game, you could bet, you can have 5 grand.
How many people stick to the 1% or 2% per
Very,
bet?
Very little.
Very
Even people
few.
That are listening here.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's very,
I
very
agree.
Little. And you said that before about the new listeners that are on Sirius, too.
Yeah.
It's hard to listen to all these things, and I understand. And, I'm burnt out of trying to help people, and they still – my buddies even want to tell me, oh, they teased a Notre Dame game. Oh, time out. What do you mean you teased Notre Dame game? Like, and by the way, of course, what does it do? It makes him a winner.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Of course. Hey, Crack, I told you. I teased the game.
And the terrible part about that is then they'll come back. You'll be like, told you.
Told you.
What do you know?
Yeah.
You're the expert.
It really
because the sample size of one, ladies and gentlemen, is a real determinant. David J. at Let's Go David J. Noteworthy for those that live close to state lines like Connecticut, Massachusetts, like he does. A simple drive across the border opens up 5 additional sports books. 5 additional lines to shop. Hashtag put in the work. Thank you, David J. Torch D. I love when a book makes a mistake. I remember earlier this year when the Ravens played the Steelers towards the end of the season. Line was Ravens minus 6, but I caught an offside book with Ravens plus 6 and dropped an absolute hammer on it, and then they won by 17. Yeah, with the mistakes, guys. Because we had, what was the example here? Circa had one, right? Recently.
Plus 17.5 on Washington, I believe, plus money.
On an alternate line. Yeah, they had it plus money as opposed to minus money.
Yes.
And
how can you bet that on an app? I mean, they're going to see it's you right away and say, well, this guy, we got to ban him or something. You know, like, I know it's their fault, but, you know, you don't want to do it at a book that you have good relations with. And then they're good books. They have a lot of good things to offer to you. You know, but there are other books out there that have cheated on their own. That's right. I'm going to use the strong word, cheated on their own, and done some very nefarious things, I believe, that I would have no problem taking a shot at. Absolutely. They have taken shots at you over the years.
But not at people we know.
No.
We would never do it here. No. Yeah. And by the way, don't do it like if you have an offshore, like if you think you're being clever doing it to them, they'll just get rid of your account at some point. Like you shouldn't do it. Like at
how about these guys that bet with local guys and take shots at them? Oh. What do you think? There's a Fortune 500 guys? I mean, really. I know there's no guys. There's not really people don't really hit you on the knees and throw you in the back of a trunk anymore. But what do you think you're betting with? You're not betting with a book in Costa Rica. You're betting with a local guy that's booking the bets. And now you want to take shots at him on different things. I just sometimes it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Norman Vegas pointing out, if I misspoke, which I don't know if I did, but Spurs game in Paris, just to clarify, is today, right? It's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, our time, is when that game tips off in Paris. Bill Hooker, I have 7 accounts. Tuesday, Wake Forest -1 or -1.5 everywhere. My last place, Wake +1. My last bet, I think he made. Wake wins by 1 and gets the money. A unique fact about Eagles fans, he adds, if you see someone wearing Eagles gear, they're from Philadelphia, because absolutely no one who isn't from Philly roots for the Eagles.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, Bill Hooker, and I say this with love, you're a very unique fan base, if you know what I mean. It's lovable because we've known you for so long. But on the other hand, my buddy, we were being asked as Skins fans. I was like, hey, are you going to L.A. if the Rams beat the Eagles? I'm like, absolutely. They're like, are you going to New Orleans if they get to the Super Bowl? I'm like, absolutely. Are you going to Philly if Philly beats L.A.? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't really need to sit out in the cold and be hit by batteries and hot dogs.
That's so
my
true.
Buddy Tommy, when he goes, all I did was get hit by batteries and hot dogs.
Oh my God, the whole batteries time. Would kill you.
My buddy goes, well, did the hot dogs at least have mustard on them? There was like a quiet, like 3 seconds later, he goes, yeah, there was a lot of mustard.
Wow.
He got destroyed. Yeah.
Dan Abrams, you were asking about having a future. You have a future on KC, but should you still bet Kansas City -140 if you have a 3% edge situationally? And he's using the Super Bowl. I would say, yeah, an advantage is an advantage. So I'm going to answer that one.
Is that Dan Abrams, the author at Raz?
I think so.
Yeah, I got to get that. But I got to get Dan on
Dr.
the show.
Dr. Raz, yep. Okay, yeah. good guy. Numbers guy, also talking about the different books, amount of books to have. Thank you. Appreciate it. I got to tell you, there's a guy here, Jim Shogren, early 80s, hanging around Gary Austin's book. They had a wall of phones outside. Some New York connected guys would give you the evil eye if they wanted to see you were on it. That's the good old days. Well, it was the good old days if you got paid from Gary Austin before he ran out of town and screwed people, I guess, for sure. Before we get off air,
let me say this one last one before you finish. Carter Wilcher, my offshore has posted error line several times, and almost 100% of the time they'll just cancel for a clear offline. You're absolutely right, Carter. At some of the pinnacles and the bookmakers of the world, they will do that. Just don't do it 2 or 3 times would be my advice.
Okay. You know what? I think we'll save this one for next week. I have a story that's more than a minute long. We only have a minute left about one of the legal licensed big giant sports books that are in America here, basically just freezing people's accounts and doing things I just can't believe it.
Brutal.
So we'll talk about that next week on a numbers game when I get back in here. And we have some of the greatest fans here and greatest people, and I love the new audience. Look forward to that. I put up some good tweets. You guys follow me at Bill Crackman on Twitter. Some great tweets about some restaurant reviews, and I went to a new breakfast place that's opened up in town at the Gold Coast. Listen, the Gold Coast, even though they don't really the sports book side, they don't like guys that like me that win, but yet it's the Coast casinos, yet they still have great restaurants, and they have a good progressive slot machine bank. I've seen it's $1 million. I talk good and bad about everything. I try to talk both pros and cons about all the books.
At Bill Crackman with a K is where you can find him on Twitter. Wise Cracks is the name of the podcast that he does with John Orlando, Tony Orlando's son, by the way. Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast. We've done all we could do. Stormy Bonatoni is next. Money Moves, right here at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.